I love how the live portion of tonight's session started off with Io laughing. with no context whatsoever. That was just the first
thing. That's a good way to start any event or day.
I mean, valid. But if I start my day by hearing Io laughing, I will be slightly concerned because there's multiple state lines and a few locked doors that you would have to cross. and I would have many questions.
But, now we just hacked into your Alexa.
You know, that could be.
I actually disabled that for a reason, but never mind about that. Hello, and welcome to Pack Tactics Season 3, subtitled Kobolds in Space. If I want to be like a certain other show that broadcasts on Tuesday nights, I will throw like 15 colons into the name, but I won't do that.
I was wondering, you sounded like you were taking on that cadence.
Yes, I was taking on that cadence because I was thinking of it. I can't watch those live, and they haven't updated their podcast feed in months. But
I know, I'm sorry, we're working on it.
Well, I go and check the video on demand thing afterwards, so I still get to listen to it. But no matter, this is not about Star Wars and noodles that ruin everything. This is about kobolds in space. We're technically on the moon right now.
We are the noodles who ruin everything.
I will not laugh.
We have noodles. And laugh. We have legs.
I will not laugh. I am one with the Force. The Force is with me. Well, in any case, tonight's episode is episode 5, entitled New Friends. And tonight I am joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Chris, Ellie, Io, Jen, and Cindy. Archbreath is hanging out in chat, as per usual. And what happened last week?
Hey, I already did this bit.
Yes, but we weren't recording.
I greased some zombies, and then we found a whole bunch of new friends.
Hang on, Io. Let's be clear, because greased has a meaning that means killed.
It does, yes.
Oh,
But Io means that literally. She laid down some grease, and then they all fell over.
Yep. That's what happens when you walk through a choke point and somebody has grease prepared and there's like 20 of you and you're all terrible at dex saves.
Less murder and more preparing a baking pan.
There was a bit of a pile up. It might have slowed down traffic a bit.
This is Helicopter 101 reporting from high above the Southern Corridor.
Then we met what was left of Lieutenant Commander Holland's crew and a bunch of Dragonborns, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then you all had a little party and you decided, hey, everything's fine here, let's leave the moon.
Except we can't leave the moon because we need to disable the tractor beams.
Kind of accurate. That's not exactly how I planned it, but...
They're not confirmed tractor beams, but there is some sort of clamp or anchor.
Yeah, there is something that is keeping ship helms of any design from lifting off from the moon currently.
It's possible that I was thinking of Star Wars.
Yes. Yes, it is quite likely.
It could be.
There's an outlier possibility were thinking of Star Wars.
At any given time, I'm probably thinking of Star Wars, but...
And I appreciate Archbreath in chat is saying, this isn't the moon. It's... Okay, it's a moon. Yep,
that's
exactly
no
what
moon.
It is.
That's no moon. This is a moon.
I've seen you played Moony Spaceshipy before.
Obi-Wan Crocodile Kenobi.
Crikey. And we've broken Archbreath. Mission accomplished. And apparently, whatever is disabling all of the ships that land on the moon, preventing them from flying, is in an area of the moon base that the Dragonborn and Gif can't get to because they are a bit too wide. It's not that they're fat. They're very big boned. and have lots of muscle, and also the GIF have a lot of fat. But it's not that they're fat. So,
it's that they're hippos.
Yes, so they can't go through the air ducts.
Emphasis, the same way.
So they can't go through the air ducts the same way that, say, kobolds can. But then neither can all the zombies that were made out of Dragonborn and GIF. So the only thing you had to worry about when going through the air ducts was 30-foot falls, which did occur.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Then you kicked out a grate, said hello to a brain. The brain was noncommittal. Poked the brain. The brain was noncommittal. Attacked the darkness with a decanter of endless water.
The darkness was somewhat less noncommittal.
Yeah, mind flares came out of it.
Yes, four of them, if I remember correctly. And I shall once again...
Chroma doesn't get to use... Chroma no longer gets to use the decanter of endless water on darknesses.
Important question, though. Are the mind flayers damp?
Yes.
Yeah. Are they soggy illithids? Asks Bathory.
They do appear to... Imagine, if you will, your frosted flakes have been sitting in a bowl of milk for just a little bit too long. They do not seem to have enjoyed the experience. Today was not the day of the month where they normally take their bath.
Oh, no.
But this counts as a bath, so they're good for the rest of the month. All right. So, with that said, two of you were here last week, but your players weren't here last week. You were just off camera in each shot for some strange reason. But I can't be bothered to try to...
I'm here laughing with my friends. They're just off camera laughing, too.
Yes. I mean, it could be worse. I could say your character died off camera, and that would just suck. But no, we're not doing that. That's cheap horror movie type stuff. This is expensive horror movie. After all, you're on the moon. I mean, that's right up there with every horror movie produced in the 90s. Okay, that's maybe fair. Half of them, but still. So at the end of the last session, everyone had to make an intelligence saving throw to avoid psychic damage and avoid being stunned for 1 minute. So the two of you who weren't here, go ahead and make an intelligence saving throw to catch up.
Five. Oh, I somehow added a space there. Let me try again. 18.
Okay, so I've got good news and bad news. The good news is Zenosha is feeling fine. You're right up there with Chroma. Chroma also made her save quite well. Dax, everything you've encountered from, well, looking back, everything you've encountered since you saw what passed for a spaceship has been bad news for you.
Accurate.
And this is one of them. I think when I rolled damage last week, I said everyone took 8 points. Something
probably.
Like that.
I know I'm down to six.
I am on death's door.
Fall, yeah. I'm sorry, what?
8 points, I am on death's door.
As in making death saves or almost dead?
No, like literally ready to go. One really swift breeze.
Okay. And the picture that I shared in Discord chat a little while ago, you see four of those step out of the darkness, all of them looking particularly grumpy and soggy. One of them might be in response to the other, or they might have resting grumpy face. You're not entirely sure. You have not asked.
I would like to roll to urinate.
That's an out of context quote.
Yeah, that is.
I don't remember.
There is a goblin who's not proud of you.
Last session. Oh yes, it was. Hello, are you illithid?
Yep, that was the closing line. Now, just to reiterate what stunned does: a stunned creature is incapacitated as the condition. You cannot move and can speak only falteringly. The creature automatically fails strength and dexterity saving throws, and attack rolls against the creature have advantage.
Do I get advantage on rolling to urine?
Or is it a free action?
I would argue that because you can at least speak falteringly, you can only speak falteringly, but you can do that, you have some ability to control muscles. And the action that you're asking to take actually requires you to relax a bit as opposed to forcing muscles to contract. So Yes. Everyone around you becomes aware of a particular odor, and prestidigitation is a useful skill.
I don't have it.
Hey, I have never once said Dax was brave.
Valid. Okay. Well, these four squid-faced monsters walk into the room further. They were right at the edge. Actually, they weren't even in the room when this ability went through. Mind Blast, in particular, that's what the ability is called, went through and stunned most of you. And as they step forward, the zombies that were lining the walls, there are six of them. Three of them you could see from the grate last week, but when you came in, there were three more on the side of the wall of the circular room that you couldn't see from the angle you were at. They start stepping forward as well, not pulling out weapons to attack, but just sort of like walking closer. And the Illithids tilt their heads and sort of bend down a little bit to look at you.
Would you care for a chat?
Sorry about the water. I didn't mean to hit something. I was just trying to see what was behind there since I couldn't see. And do you guys need healing? That last part is to the rest of my party, which Chroma has finally realized are looking bad. Though not with, like, physical injuries, so...
So, yes.
Yeah, Zenosha's healing. Zenosha herself's trying to walk the line between trying to talk to these people diplomatically and healing the party up and readying for battle, because right now she's hoping that this doesn't result in a fight, because she doesn't like the odds, but she also doesn't like the odds that this isn't going to end up in a fight, if that made sense.
Yeah.
We are uninjured, slightly uncomfortable, but this can pass. And all four of them wave their hands simultaneously, and they press digitate the water off their clothing.
Oh, no, I meant them. They look, well, I have a headache, but they look like they have, a headache that... is actually harmful. Like, Chroma sort of pokes Dax and, here, okay, look, starts attempting to basically rub her cure wounds salve onto his head.
Okay, if Chroma's doing that without raising suspicion, I'm going to spend a cure wounds on Jen's character.
Okay.
I think you were the next closest.
Yep.
So, let me...
And that is the worst possible thing I could have gotten there.
It's congrats, better than Dax. Having 4 hit points.
I mean, valid.
Now you have 9!
Okay, Jen, you get another 7. And awesome. I'm going to try to make my way towards Dax.
Their health is inconsequential.
Okay, so since they're not arguing, I'm going to cast a cure wounds on Dax, too. So, sorry I didn't roll as well, but you get 4 Dax.
And max, yay.
Good.
You are squishy in this game.
Yup.
What do you mean their health is inconsequential?
All life on this moon is inconsequential. So long
Well, we're not from this moon, and we're just trying to get off right now.
No one on this moon is from this moon.
So, where are you from?
You might not have the intellect to comprehend. But, if you are curious, and all four of them reach out their hands, only one of them goes to put their hand on your head, but all four of them do the same motion. Do you resist?
Whose hand are they trying to put their... Whose head are
Chroma was the one that asked the question.
Okay, so yeah, Chroma, this is in your ball.
Oh no.
Do I need to make an intelligence saving throw?
I would argue a charisma saving throw, because it's sense of self.
Okay, I'm less good at that. That's a 9.
Okay, so it reaches out and puts a hand on your head, and... an attack. It is actually trying to answer your question.
Okay.
But it answers your question by showing you rather than telling you, because it didn't feel like spending 2 hours giving exposition with a break at that 1 hour mark.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yes. So what you see is a fleet of ships. Not ships on water, but ships in space. They resemble snails or crustaceans. They've got shells on them that are in spiral shapes. There's an organic sense to them, but you suspect that they were crafted rather than grown. You don't know how you know this by looking at it. Your best guess is that this information is also being conveyed to you. And you know that all of them, every single one of these ships, and they just stretch in all directions through, you want to say it's space because things are floating in three dimension and you know it's not water, but it's not like any space that you've seen in your short experience going to the moon. There's a lot more colors than there should be for space. But all of them are filled with more creatures like this. Tons of them. Now, their skin seems to be a bit more bluish or purplish than the creatures that are here, but they're kin. There is a relation between them. And every single ship has a brain on it, a large brain, larger than the one that's in this room, much larger than the one that's in this room. And you get the sense that this being that is sharing this information with you left all of that in a hurry to come here.
Oh. Well, I'm going to put an egg in my shoe and beat it.
Oh, wow. Is the brain here a younger one or a partly grown one? Or
it is a tool.
Like a hammer.
It's slightly stunned by this, not in a game mechanic sense. But it just sort of... by the way, at this point, the one-minute stun has worn off.
Okay, good.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So I'm assuming that this outburst from Neri is canon. Four of them just turn and look at Neri.
I would not make that assumption, because Neri did not realize that she was on camera.
Neri was still assuming that she was stunned, and then she said her inside voice outside. But they look at Neri for a beat and then go back to Chroma, because Chroma is clearly the more intelligent of the group, so far as they're concerned.
I mean, I do have an 18 int, so I might be.
Well, they put information into your brain. And you're not just on the ground babbling in tongues. So there's that.
See, I have an 18 wisdom, so all I really know is that tomatoes don't go in a fruit salad.
But let's be fair, fruit salad with tomatoes would technically be a salsa.
It would.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
I found the bard.
All right, so if we're not stunned anymore, then I want to rage just in case things go bad.
Remember, rage wears off if nothing's hitting you.
Oh, that's not going to work then.
Or if you're not hitting anything.
Well, I could change that, yeah, but so, I don't know if that's a good idea now.
You can bonus action rage at the drop of a hat.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
But we will say canonically that your character is being very, very angry.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yes. Zax is angry, about to rage. You are ready to rage.
I'd like to walk over to Neri and cast a Cure Wounds for my...
No.
Well, they're free Cure Wounds. Doesn't cost me a spell slot. Oh, nice. 7 plus 2, 9.
All right.
Query.
Not going to argue with that.
What brings kobolds here? Your empire disappeared centuries ago.
Wait.
I wasn't aware we had an empire?
We're from the Circle of Tales.
Yeah, we're just from a small group on that planet. Somebody asked us for help.
Well, on a few planets.
Two.
Right.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
So you are groundlings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
We do have a ship, though. Are you guys what's holding us down? Preventing us from launching?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Can you stop?
Can you not be?
We would prefer not.
Why?
Is there anything we can do for you to convince you to let us go?
Do you need somewhere safe to be? We're not going to show up with hostiles, I promise.
We are not worried about Kobold.
If you just want somewhere to hide, we got a clan of kobolds or a federation of kobolds that cover the continent below. We could probably find you a comfortable cave somewhere that's even more hidden than this moon base.
We are not comforted by kobolds either.
You're a hard crowd to please.
It has been said.
There was a kobold empire?
There was.
A spacefaring one?
Is there any other kind?
Well, yes. There's things that called themselves empires.
We just found out that there were spacefaring empires, like, within the last 5 minutes.
It's been a long roller coaster of a day.
Yeah.
A fish in an aquarium might declare itself king, but a shark in the ocean would laugh.
I don't understand.
Asha gets the metaphor, and it makes her angry, but she knows enough to keep her silence.
They're saying we're tiny.
Well, yeah, we're smaller than them.
No, they mean we're fish in a small pond who haven't realized an ocean exists.
Oh, okay.
Also, fish are friends, not food.
I mean, we travel between two different planets. We know that the ocean exists, and I'm terrified of it, but, you know.
It's a metaphor, not a statement of facts.
Well, I guess we're kind of spacefarers now, but yeah, I guess we are pretty small ones.
Personally, I like sharks. I mean, they're amazingly optimized for what they do. They're very good at what they do. I don't have any problem with sharks.
Even if they are consumed by algae and fungus.
We're standing on the moon and talking about sharks.
To a squid.
Well,
to a squid person.
That's another out-of-context thing. Sorry.
I have found a point of normalcy, and I'm going to stick with it, because sharks are something I know something about.
I have found this one sane thing to discuss, and I'm going to hold on to it for everything I'm worth, because otherwise I will be the one on the ground speaking in tongues. That is a mood.
So, anyway. If you're not worried about us bringing enemies here, and you're not looking for something down there, what do you want from us?
We desire the moon for protection.
Well, we'll leave the moon and leave it all to you. We won't tell anyone you're here.
Acceptable.
Wait. Protection from what?
The others.
No, I want to hear them say it. Protection specifically from what?
We detest giving the same information twice.
Okay.
The small one is correct.
Are the zombies yours?
They are tools.
Okay. And the living ones? Nothing to do with you.
They are inconsequential.
So if we leave, and we take the living ones with us, and we let you have the moon,
that is
you'll acceptable. Be fine? Okay.
Awesome.
Sounds great to me.
We make sure the hippos don't come back and try and, like, shoot bullets at you.
Yeah, we just have to make sure they don't come back and no one ever speaks of what they saw here.
I am okay with all of this.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm good.
And then there is a long silence because these four Illithid have gone back to facing the brain. All of them have outstretched their hands. One of them has their hand directly on the brain, and they're not talking to you at all.
I think they're consulting with their leader, but I expect it'll go well.
Maybe they're letting our ship go.
Consulting with the station.
I think they just said they don't like repeating themselves, and they just said yes.
Okay, fair. So we should make our way back to the other people that are still alive and just tell them, hey.
Let's explain that we negotiated a parlay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get them
all back to civilization as long as they don't come back and don't speak of what they saw here.
So just so we're clear, we're going to get everybody off the moon except you guys, and nobody's coming back. And you don't have to respond because I know you're busy, but let's... hey, Zax, can you boost us?
Three of the Illithids disappear.
Oh, wow.
I'll take that as a yes.
Yep, well, maybe let's not interrupt the Illithids talking to their elder brain. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's just go. Okay. Yeah, all right. Cool.
So
I'm making 100% sure.
I'm going to ask, let's see, among you, Chroma, Dax, and Zenosha, I will allow the three of you to make Arcana checks.
Ooh. Arcana is not Zenosha's strong point. She's a
Can I make an animal handling check?
Ooh, yay.
No. I rolled you can, but for who?
Oh, no. That's a nat one. Can I spend my inspiration?
I got a 17.
If we're to metagame, I wouldn't require it because someone rolled high enough to know the information.
Yeah.
I rolled a 16 amazingly with a 1 modifier. I'm great.
Okay.
So you and me tied.
I rolled a 16. You beat me.
Well, I got a 16 on a die and a plus 1 as well. So
It doesn't matter. They're both over 15. Plus. You got this. We can argue over, we can bicker and argue about who killed who, but at the end of the day, wait, you're in the castle that did not sink into the swamp.
We can?
I mean
that's like my ideal day.
I mean, that's going to happen in the background over the break, but yes, you can do that. So there was only one Illithid. It cast mirror image.
Oh, okay.
That's why they all moved at the same time.
Yes. I was waiting for someone to pick up on that because they were all doing the exact same motion, even if there was only one target. So as it reached out to put its hand on Chroma's head, three others reached out to put their hand on nothing.
Yeah, I should have picked up on that considering how much I like mirror image, but I was assuming
you
hive
were the one
mind.
Who I was assuming would pick
I
it up.
I was also assuming hive mind.
I mean,
I was assuming
yes,
they
true.
Were just so networked together that they were doing the same thing.
I mean, we're literally standing next to their elder brain.
And it's been using the royal we the whole time, which can throw you off.
It's like we're in the middle of the Borg Nexus with a queen standing next to us. It's a terrifying...
They also referred to the brain as a tool.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so either way, it sounds like they agreed, so...
Speaking of tools...
Let's hurry, get the other living people, and get off this rock.
Let's make a log and split.
Okay. So there are three possible exits from this room. Two of which involve walking through magical darkness, and one of which involves climbing up 10 feet of wall to go through an air duct.
I vote Zax tosses us up.
I vote we get on the carpet and I fly us up to the air duct.
Fine.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess someone doesn't want to be a projectile.
No!
And the best part of this, the absolute best part of this is because... Chris, the player, wasn't here last week. No one thought, well, we have this flying carpet. We could use that to get down the 30-foot drop.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
that
true.
Damaged several of you, one of you twice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Because there's another drop that actually now has gouges through it. So we're going to need to be careful going back up.
Yeah,
I miss one... session and all fall apart.
Look, if they would have just turned the lights off, I would have turned into a bat and everything would have been much easier.
Unfortunately, that moss, that phosphorescent moss, the moss fluorescent,
doesn't have a light switch.
It's been left unchecked for years, so it's been getting everywhere.
Yeah.
The zombies don't care.
All right.
Okay. So you are able
back
to use the air ducts. To fairly quickly get back to where the furnaces are.
Good news, everyone!
Did you invent a device that could allow us to hear things in your voice?
No.
Good news, everyone!
We negotiated passage off the moon.
Good news, everybody! I have terrible news.
We negotiated a truce. And the truce basically says that
we can get off the moon as long as
nobody brings back anybody hostile. They just
never return.
Yeah, all of us gone. Nobody comes back. That's the deal.
This area is quarantined and off limits. And if you come here, we will kill you.
Yes,
I see. This is excellent. By the way, did you find any grenades?
Get to the ship.
No, we didn't find.
Sorry, we did find a big brain though.
We'll get to the. We'll replace your grenades when we get back to the planet. For right now, let's get off the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do we have enough air to get everyone back?
It sounded like they've got their own ship.
As you say that, Dax just goes away as a sheet, thinking of because that is now the only thing in his head.
Oh no!
I have one more spell slot left, in which I can create a fair amount of air. If we do start running low, I can use my last spell slot, but we should make a beeline towards the breathable atmosphere.
Yeah.
As luck would have it, and this is the Lieutenant Commander, not one of the other GIF, because... Oh, mm-hmm. Chris... Sorry, there is no Chris, only Dax.
They all sound like this.
Yeah, they all sound like this, and they're all the same personality, more or less. This is why I couldn't wait for you to meet the crew.
This is why Dax is in hell.
As luck would have it, the Dragonborn here have several vessels capable of transferring us to a much more capable base. No offense, but Chroma, your technology is somewhat lacking. You're in a growth phase. We're looking forward to seeing you join the Great White Worlds out there, but you
connect.
Does that mean we're coming with you?
I mean, if you want to, certainly. You are more than welcome.
I don't have sending stone.
If you want to go to your own vessels, that's fine. Just keep in mind, you can't come back. Don't speak about what's here. We got some fugitives hiding. So we all need to leave now.
In the time since our crash, we were able to salvage a significant portion of what was left of our ship. It is nearby. We will load that onto the Dragonborn vessels, assuming that you have managed to acquire permission for us to leave. It is the hope that they will actually start working now. They do have a base on the far side of your world from where my escape pod landed, so...
Oh, no.
Maybe walk and talk.
Yeah, let's get moving. Yeah.
That base we'll might not there. Be,
in... We'll meet you there.
Sounds like a...
We've got a stop to make, but we'll meet you there.
Wonderful.
Kobolds, making the thumb gesture.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Moon's haunted, and I want to leave.
Let's make like a tree and get out of here.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I say,
and then we need to... Yes?
And this is, again, Lieutenant Commander. And he stands in front of you and says, I know that most of your kind did not look very kindly upon me, or the rest of my kind, for that matter. I understand that we tend to come off a bit overbearing,
arrogant, perhaps
a bit too enthusiastic. And yes, I did hear the arrogant thing. Yes, I know arrogance is a thing. Oddly enough, arrogance often begets arrogance. So there Fair. Is that as well. But you, young lady, look at the world with an enthusiasm and an open mind and a tolerance for wanton destruction. That would make you an excellent officer among the GIF.
I am so glad he didn't say that to Zenosha, because she'd take that as an insult.
Well, no. No, he doesn't have any love for the rest of you whatsoever.
No. No.
Hey!
I did help him slay his zombie, comrade, but okay.
I constantly talked about convincing him to stay here while you left.
Hey, Neri likes Collins.
You tried to convince him to jump across a chasm that was 100.
That we did, yeah.
Yes, you did. Yeah,
that was Dax and possibly Zenosha.
Yeah.
It was mostly Dax, to be honest. But you all seem to be enjoying it immensely. But he's not trying to talk to any of you. He's talking to Chroma.
Sorry, I cannot play a character that's not a terrible person.
And you know what? This is fine. So he continues, ignoring the comments from the peanut gallery over to the side.
We are terrible.
Yes. It has been an honor and a privilege to know you and fight alongside you. And as a token of my appreciation, I wish to award you with one of
grenades. My pistols.
No, I don't have any more grenades. We've discussed this.
Give her a grenade.
But I do have a pistol, and I think that you should have it.
Thank you, Lieutenant Commander. I'm honored.
Okay, and as he hands it to you, he takes a step back and salutes.
Chroma salutes back.
Until we meet again.
Until we meet again.
And then he goes off to join the rest of his comrades.
Let's get out of here.
Yes.
Let's go.
And I just realized I gave a pistol to the kobold artificer. What have
I
done?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So am I proficient in it? I mean, am I going to be proficient in it once I practice?
I'm going to have to figure that out.
I am bolting for the chair.
I just copy-pasted the stats for a pistol as wielded by a GIF into Discord chat. So
okay.
That is what it would normally do if a GIF was firing it. Okay, so you make a beeline for the chair.
Yes.
Yep, everybody in.
Strap in, we're going out hot.
Strapping.
Ready to go.
Strapping.
Praying to God.
All right, concentrating, dumping my spell slots, ready to go.
Okay, for the briefest of moments, nothing happens. An intense wave of disappointment washes through you, and then all your spell slots go.
No.
And
yes.
You see everything.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Hang on to your butts.
It's like on a cold morning when you go to start the car and it starts trying to turn over but doesn't turn over,
mm-hmm.
and then everything's fine.
Yes, I have had several of those recently.
Yeah, it's winter time, so yep, that's valid. So you said you're going out hot. Did you mean that?
I am going straight up the column until we're clear of the docking thing. I'm going to pause to let everybody get their bearings, and then I'm headed straight back to the planet.
Okay. So when you first encountered the moon base and you found this cylindrical hole in it, the comment was made about how it might be a cannon. You're not doing anything to dissuade anyone's opinion when this ship comes flying out of it, like a Meatloaf album.
I caught that reference.
Apparently he's a horrible person now, but oh well.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on and moving out. Congratulations, you are in orbit around the moon.
My favorite thing is he's gone vegan, but he refuses to rename himself to Vegetable Loaf.
Tofu Loaf could be a thing.
Sorry, I just can't.
I'm going to orbit.
They have plant-based beef now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to orbit until I can see, the circle of Circulus.
Okay. And with your senses being one with the ship's senses, you're still not quite sure how that works because the ship doesn't have any, gear built into it that allows you to see things. You imagine if such things were installed, it would give you advantage on perception checks. You might have to make a side note to talk to Chroma about that. But never mind.
Don't worry, I'll have a questionnaire about how things went once this is over.
You do see some other craft that are lifting off. Not a whole bunch, but there were only 15 living Dragonborn left. And it's possible that there are several things that still need to be loaded up before they could all leave. But apparently they have gotten to their ships as well.
I activate the cannons and target the escaping ships. No, I'm
not. Making sure they don't come back.
No, I wait for the great wheel to come around on the planet, and then I start heading for it.
Okay. I like how you referred to the side of Circulus that you're used to as the great wheel, as opposed to the other side, which I have referred to previously as the broken spire.
Yes.
Yes. Which we never really addressed what happened to the Tarrasque after the previous group of kobolds left.
Right.
And I'm
it's
okay
been perfecting
this.
Its dance routine. It's been perfecting its dance routine. Hello, actually, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl.
It's been working on crafting a giant hot air balloon.
Yes. Everybody needs a hobby.
Mm-hmm. So where would you like to go? You've got the whole world ahead of you. Literally.
Back to Fuddle Punch's tower right this second.
Okay. Now, it's still a little disconcerting for a few of you, and by a few of you, I'm specifically meaning Dax, but the rest of you can make your calls. I just have a sense that for Dax, this is incredibly disconcerting because there's still no perceptible spot.
Bubble?
Yeah. So you know that you are breathing air. You know that there's air on this ship. You don't see anything holding it in.
More doors noted down.
The hyperventilating begins.
Oh, no.
Doors and windows and maybe rooms without windows.
Okay. And you don't have any major events. You do get fairly close to Zeeley's star, but not close enough for it to be a problem. Oddly enough, from this distance, it looks like it's a firebolt.
Weird.
That is weird. That'd be bigger.
Yeah.
And then you land.
She never did tell me quite how she managed to get it up there.
Something about the one, but you don't know what that means.
For the record, when we land, I'm going to let everybody get off, and then I'm going to spend an hour or two practicing gentle accelerations and gentle landings.
Okay. Give me an Arcana check, you specifically.
Okay. 14.
Okay. As you begin to descend, you start to deal with friction.
Mm-hmm.
And the ship is a bit smaller than it was before. Not a whole lot, but you're pretty sure that there was a guardrail there. There was.
Yeah, I'm losing bits.
Yeah. And the guardrail on the other side, well, it's probably a good thing that that went, because now you're back to being symmetrical and you're not having to force it to, like, change angles so much. And that bit of floor, no one was using that bit of floor. So that's okay. And, well, Lieutenant Commander Hollins, he didn't come back with you. He joined his compatriots. So his chair didn't need to come back with you either.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And Dax, there's a handle next to your seat. Just pull it.
Oh, Dax, is that cold?
He can't do that's that fair. Right now.
That's fair. You do successfully land.
I don't think mending is going to be enough.
You need all the parts for mending to work.
The parts went over there.
The parts, if you bothered to look up as the parts broke off and flew away, you would see them melting and or bursting into flame and turning into hundreds of little fireflies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are fiddle punch. I'm going to hit you with my stick.
But I still want to get practice with the helm.
Okay. You do successfully get back. It's just that your ship is a bit smaller than it was before.
Yeah.
And as people are disembarking, parts of it are continuing to fall off, even though you have landed.
We can fix that.
Is Dax still out cold? Because I'm going to carry him off the ship if he is.
Dax is still out cold.
Okay, I'm going to go pick him up, carry him off the ship.
I was about to offer to help, then I remembered you have a strength of 20.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, with your strength, you don't need to pry him out of his chair. But
just take the whole thing?
Yes, either the whole chair or just the armrests come with him. One or the other happens.
Okay. Yeah, I could see where he'd be like death grip on the armrests. So.
Yes, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But
hey,
you have Sorry?
Yeah. Hey, Chroma.
Yes?
Structural integrity.
Uh-huh.
More of that.
Yeah, I got that.
And there's an out of context quote for you.
Yep.
Got it. Written down. I underlined it several times.
Don't forget the exclamation points.
Good plan. Chroma, add some exclamation points.
To be fair, it was the best you could do at short notice.
Hey, Zax.
Mm-hmm.
Once you put Dax down, you mind hammering the ship into rough symmetry?
I could try.
With a particular hammer that you use.
Yeah, I mean, the hammer I use could do something. So
this is going to be incredible. I am here for this content. I am going to... You know, it seems to be the roll of the evening, but it makes total sense for what you're trying to do. I'm going to ask for an Arcana check from Zax, but
okay.
Instead of having it be a normal Arcana, we're going to use your strength modifier.
Okay.
Which is confusing.
I've rolled a 3. strength modifier is a 7?
It's plus 7.
Yeah.
So that would be a 10, and are you proficient in Arcana? I don't believe so.
I no. have a plus one Arcana. I somehow well, yeah, have a plus one Arcana, but I wouldn't say I'm proficient.
Yeah, we're swapping out intelligence for strength, which makes it a better roll. So that you're getting a 10.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that yes, you have made it more symmetrical.
Okay, good.
The bad news is that you have made it significantly smaller. It is now a one-person craft.
The ship is basically just the chair.
Well, as long as the chair's around, that's the really important bit.
Yeah.
Imagine, if you will, that someone decided to go downhill skiing on a throne.
Mm, yes.
It's maybe a bit more of a toboggan, but still.
Okay. So my goal now, slaloms.
Well, you are in the mountains.
No, I really am. I'm gonna practice gentle liftoffs, gentle setdowns, acceleration, and deceleration.
If I could add another tidbit of information that you may or may not want to play with, either way, canonically, the area where Fiddlepunch normally keeps his tower, except for a few episodes in the last season where he took it on vacation. It was not a fun vacation. Right. He didn't even get a t-shirt for anyone when he was there. I saw the Awakening of the Tarrasque, and all I bought you was this lousy t-shirt. That particular area does have a small mountain lake near, like, right next to it. So you can practice skipping across it like a stone if you wish to as well.
Ah, yes, that'd be good.
Okay. And we're going to say that you do that over the break because we've been recording for just under an hour. So what do you say we take 5?
Let's take 5.
Okay, I'm going to press some buttons. We'll be right back. I'm pressing buttons. You can't stop me. It's too late. The button has been pressed. I pressed
wrong
it 5 minutes
button.
Ago. It was always the wrong button.
Everything is always the wrong.
So when we left off, we had someone doing donuts in a lake with a spaceship. Have I accurately described the scenario?
Listen, fell punch. I did not mean to park the spaceship in your lawn. I didn't. there was a parking space and then a unicorn showed up and I had to swerve to avoid it and I had to okay.
No, you can keep going if you want to. I'm here for this content, but the entire time
I'm so here for this content.
Fiddlepunch is waiting patiently for you to finish describing this and then say there isn't a Mrs. Fiddlepunch. There are two Mr. Fiddlepunches, and we are in a very loving, long-lasting relationship. But also, I don't have a lawn anymore because there is an indentation going across where the yawn used to be. This is where I would keep my lawn if I had one.
You also put us in a spaceship that almost disintegrated on reentry.
But it didn't.
In my defense, Chroma was mostly helping.
Hey!
All right, so...
You help rebuild the mechanical dragon that you and your friends helped destroy, and we'll talk.
You asked us to fight that thing. You didn't say don't destroy it.
And you know I destroy things. Breaking things is fun. I mean, come on.
Wait, anyway, we did diplomacy!
Can we put the chair in a mechanical dragon?
I am intrigued and terrified.
A mechanical dragon or diplomacy?
Yes. There's no part of this conversation that I'm at. A what?
Oh. We're not supposed to tell him about that.
Ixnay on the illithid.
Yeah, that's not something we're gonna.
Oh
share.
Right. I thought we were going.
No.
Well, I mean, we can't not tell them.
No.
No.
We can absolutely not tell them.
We made a deal.
Absolutely not.
We definitely can't tell you about this thing that we're telling you that we can't tell you about.
We can't go bother them.
We met a rock monster, a lithid, that was sick, an ill Lithid.
Yeah, that's it.
Chroma, the more people that know about what happened up there, the more likely it's going to be that people know about what happened up there.
And we don't want any of that coming back.
All right, but how are we going to make sure that nobody else goes there to try to blow them up if we don't
tell? By killing everyone who says they're going up there.
Because the only people who can even get up there are the people we rescued and us.
They already knew about all that, so I mean...
You know, the people
not on this planet who we couldn't tell anyway.
Just, that's what you're going to have to keep it to yourself.
You know what? I already have a headache. Just come on in and tell me everything that you can't tell me.
All right.
Well, in any case, Fiddle Punch does have that one conference room in his tower, so that's where he asked you to go. And he asked for the whole story. So how much of it do you share with them? You don't need to RP it out. Just tell me what you're telling him and not telling him.
If I can, I'm just going to tell him that we found an abandoned base.
Sorry. I'm laughing at Kerma.
I think we'll tell him that we found his shipmates and sent them along their way.
Yep.
Okay, but Chroma is currently engaged in attempting to explain why we need to stay away from the moon without explaining why we need to stay away from the moon. And this means
her explanation is very short
of both nouns and verbs.
Oh, gosh.
There's nothing there. There's just rocks. There is this cool moss, but I brought an entire bag of holding worth of it. And a few zombies.
Right,
I have,
right.
It was my bag entire of holding. Life, I have never seen a bag of holding that was so full of a single type of plant that it actually looked full.
Well, the base was abandoned and there didn't seem to be any usable technology, but there was a lot of this moss. It seems to be a convenient source of light and fresh air for spacefaring ships.
Ah, well, that's good. How long did the air last on this ship? I'd like to revise my calculations if possible. It should have been enough for 15 minutes.
That's about how much we would have gotten if we didn't dock with the abandoned base, which had been, and I pull out another pile of moss, was growing this moss out of control that we were able to freshen up our air. So if you build another spaceship, you got to make room for plenty of this stuff.
As luck would have it, you said this was growing. Where was it growing? Did it require...
All over the walls.
On the walls, fantastic. We don't need to give any space for it at all. We could just have walls with patches of this stuff. And is it phosphorescent?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Like I said, it's both a convenient source of light and air.
So we don't need to make any light panels either. This simplifies things a lot. So
may I also make a suggestion?
Yes, certainly.
No holes.
Yes.
But
I
how will you
that.
Get in and out?
Door. A door.
Okay. Oh, the only holes should be holes that we open and close at our discretion, not holes that are just there.
It kind of freaked
fair,
out.
There
Dex.
Weren't any holes on the previous thing. It was pretty much a flat surface with a bunch of chairs on top of it.
I could have sworn there were walls and just a giant hole in the ceiling.
Well, there are some guardrails.
Yeah.
I think Zenosha edited the whole situation. Still horrifying, but less horrifying than it was.
I want to quit.
Things are just starting to get exciting. Well, in any case, I've been workshopping some ideas with my husband about what we might be able to do, because apparently he does have some interesting ideas for how to construct a vessel. Most of them are, well, you know Lacanidae. He loves to study insects.
Right,
so
yep.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to... a ship that looks like a giant bug.
Fine by me.
Better than a ship that's just a deck with a guardrail.
Now, when
that's
you
what
say
we could
giant
do on short
bug.
Notice. I'm talking about something where we spend a bit more time on.
When you say giant bug, what kind of bug?
He starts showing you sketches. The first one he shows you is the image that I put in chat, where it's basically a dragonfly.
Ooh!
Zenosha's on board. There's no wrong type of bug.
I like the dragonfly.
Yeah, it's good.
And we were showing it to some of the other kobolds. There's... Chroma's grandfather liked this design, like, a whole lot. I don't know a lot about it, but he thought it was a good idea.
Hmm.
And he shares you this picture.
I actually kind of like that one a lot, actually.
There was some talk about it being cultural appropriation. I don't understand, but...
I don't know. It looks like it's got a whole city on there. I mean, that's a lot to worry about.
Yeah, and dragons are kind of mean and aggressive. Dragonflies are just cool looking.
Monty said something about putting a whole ward of stuff on there.
We don't know Monty's a dragon. He's keeping that secret.
Right, we don't know that.
Yeah, made them.
But, I mean, Zax was referring to Gox. Like, not all of them are bad, you know?
Gox also didn't start off a dragon, so...
True, yes.
He doesn't share their nature.
This is true.
Now, if you want to go back to the insect ideas, there is this one that we could make.
Ooh.
Of the three, I vote dragonfly, but I'm still not married to it.
I don't see a whole lot of difference between the two bugs, so whatever you guys want to do is fine.
Well, one of them would have more room for armaments. It depends on how violent you encounter things up there. It sounds like what you found was mostly abandoned, so I'm not sure that
mostly,
we need a lot
of
armaments.
But armaments are good in case you run into other stuff.
No, armaments is always a good idea.
You
gotta
be able to defend
idea.
Yourself, especially if you end up in battle.
Now,
you're the one who's been piloting.
Oh, sorry. I was assuming Neri wasn't here yet.
Oh.
Archbeth is yelling out Beetle in chat. Which
do
we
can
make that happen.
Zenosha might vote for a Beetle before the Dragonfly. Between Dragonfly and Wasp, she's favoring Dragonfly.
And to be honest, Lucanidae, canonically, of all the insects that he studies, and he studies a wide variety, is most fascinated with beetles.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
It's why most of the insect-shaped things that Fiddlepunch has built over the years of the campaign, either in-game or like real lifetime, have been beetle-shaped.
And hey, depending on the beetle,
we
probably have a lot of natural...
Sorry? Mm-hmm.
We would have to paint it a whole lot of colors.
Well, apparently, Meepo's been quite interested in making things a whole lot of colors. It's a thing that she's always done for the whole 15 years that I've known her. So that could be a thing. Now, if you are still hesitant on my abilities to construct things, understanding that it wasn't just me, and it was at short notice, this is something we're taking longer on, we don't have to do a dragonfly, we don't have to do a dragon ship, we don't have to do a wasp ship, we could just, you know, take a huge chunk of change, a large amount of money... Because, my word, there are some very rich kobolds in your clan. No idea how wealthy they are. But we could just buy a ship and retrofit it.
Hmm.
Which it is a thing.
Oh, you mean a sea ship?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, what other kind of ship is there?
I don't know.
According to the hippo and the rest of his crew we've rescued, spaceships.
But they did look kind of like that.
Yeah,
or true.
To be honest, the image of the galleon that I just shared, that is the closest representation to what the GIF had. Only theirs was a lot larger with more sails.
Right.
Well, not when you found it.
All right, it's in pieces.
Yeah.
Okay, so kobolds, cards on the table for my preferences. I'd like something with closed windows and doors, because even though it worked out for us, it still freaked me out a bit. And so that leads me to the dragonfly and the wasp, and I think the dragonfly just looks better and less aggressive, but those are my preferences.
I like the dragonfly because it's a little dragony without being extremely dragony, and I'm supposed to remember something about how politics works, but I forgot.
Well, the boat one doesn't look very defensible. I mean, we saw what happened with the GIF's ship, you know? It was all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, some other ideas that I haven't worked out the plans for entirely. It was suggested that a hammerhead shark looks pretty cool, so we could do something like that. There were a few people I was workshopping ideas with that suggested making one that looks like a squid.
Who would have squids in space?
That's a bit far.
Yeah, that's just unheard of.
What about a wolf? Shepherd's kind of scary, but adorable.
That's true.
Shepherd's an adorable fluff ball. He's not scary at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now that is a lie, good sir.
Yeah, wolves have a powerful ability to switch between fluff ball and scary, based simply on how much teeth they're bearing.
For me, he has always been a fluff ball.
That's because you haven't given him reason to bare his teeth.
That's because you're a lover, not a fighter.
Valid. Very valid. And I got one last design.
What if we gave the dragonfly horns?
I wouldn't be opposed to this.
How would you feel about a giant goldfish?
Huh?
I would be okay with it, but I'd still prefer the dragonfly.
Yeah, I don't know. Those wings
look sort
a
of like
fragile.
A kobold that decided to take a nap on top of a hammock.
You know, I didn't see that before, but yeah.
The kobold was, you know, mom, on account of the four sort of wingy thingies.
What would your mom think about us flying around a ship that looked kind of like her? I don't know. That could get weird.
Well,
knowing
she's not
my
egotistical
mom,
at all.
I think she'd approve a lot.
Well, I could live with goldfish without any real objections, but so far, among the proposed designs, my vote's for dragonfly.
Yeah, I'm with that one as well, because, I mean, it looks more defensible. I think we could probably get some guns or something on it. Probably
I vote dragonfly, too. And also that we put horns on it.
Okay.
Which I'm cool with.
Sure. Horn dragonfly.
Makes it look more kobold-y.
All right, that sounds like a majority, whether or not we has joined us yet.
Okay. Well, that's what we'll start gathering supplies for.
All right, just take your time for this one. This isn't a rush job.
Oh, certainly.
Please
certainly.
Don't rush this.
So we do need to go to the other side of the planet soon, because we found Dragonborn, and the Dragonborn sort of used to worship Tiamat, and they thought they'd go home and talk to their friends.
They were part of the Hippo's
X
crew, and we just like to talk to them. But no, huge rush.
They were part of the
no, they were stranded there.
That were stranded there.
Throw in your mouth.
Fiddle Punch looks over at the rest of the party with an expression that I will not require an insight check to translate into. So this is the part that you are not allowed to tell me, and there is no way that I am ever sharing a secret with Chroma ever.
Yeah.
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 Both valid and accurate.
Yeah.
Look, you can't say that that part's not really important.
It's There's a lot of important stuff we're not supposed to say.
He needs to know because we need to go there and I cannot
work
the teleportation circle.
There are so many things that he needs to know that he can't know. That happens to be one of them.
And he doesn't probably want to know,
so,
really.
There is an awful lot of stuff that I don't want to know. As soon as we're done with this conversation, I am pouring myself a scotch, but let's not talk about that. So here's the deal. You have been concerned about the ship-shapeness of the ship. If you want to plan and construct a vessel, which will leave you very satisfied with its structural integrity and abilities, it is best that I know what you're going to do with it.
Explore the depths of space, which we have reason to believe is maybe occupied by other species, but we honestly have no idea what we're going to run into. I mean, we found this cool moss, and I'm hoping to find space mushrooms, but yeah, there may be people with weapons, and that's about all we know. Explore new worlds,
allies?
Strange civilizations, and go where no kobold has gone before.
I mean, like the idea of diplomacy.
Yeah, we know he doesn't.
The primary problem that I had was re-entry.
Yes, we will likely... There is a very strong chance we'll be visiting different planets, so whatever you build should be...
So how fast were you going when you entered?
Warp 2.
Lots?
That's an excellent question. I'm not sure how to quantify that.
Ah, so...
But I have spent the last hour practicing going slower.
Ah, well, you see... This is enlightening, because it is quite possible that the reason for... Well, was it falling apart before you tried to re-enter the atmosphere?
No.
Probably, but not to our knowledge.
More than likely.
It was not.
When was the first time you saw signs that things were falling apart?
Re-entry.
Uh-huh. When you were suddenly going through an atmosphere from a speed...
That got us to the moon really quick.
outside of an atmosphere where there was no friction to slow you down.
I see the
problem. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're giving us sass.
I feel like
in my defense, I wasn't piloting.
Okay,
I
feel so like if your answer to the reentry problem is that you just give us more metrics to measure our speed relative to other objects, okay, yeah, that'll probably work. We just still need an answer to the reentry problem.
I think the answer is we go slower.
Warp 2 is perhaps a bit too fast for inside a gravity well.
So you're saying thrusters?
I'm saying I might need to send a few messages to a friend of mine named Galen. He knows something about this. Hope he can take the time out of it. He just got married.
Only character in this campaign that's ever built two warp engines.
Oh my gosh.
Only character in this campaign who's built one warp engine, and he's built it twice.
Well, in fairness, the first time it was used to as a projectile against a dragon.
Right.
It's the only reason why the stats that were used against the ancient green dragon that had become a god were not god stats.
Neri is looking over the blueprints that have been, or the sketches that have been provided. If we're going to use one of these, I'm going to want to know the tolerances on things like those wings and the legs.
Apparently, the wings are a necessity for a lot of them. If you're not going to use wings, then you need to use sails. Not so much for close range, but if you're heading out further into an area that the Lieutenant Commander Hollins, he referred to it as the flow.
I'm not arguing. I just want to make sure I don't rip them off when I try and enter a planet's atmosphere.
Definitely. But apparently they're very useful in the flow because they let you get to speeds that you can't get anywhere else.
Ooh.
And that would be important to know if I'm going to enter another planet's atmosphere.
Certainly. Now, would you prefer a water landing or a ground landing? Because some of these work better for one than the other.
I think probably a ground landing.
Okay. Dragonfly does seem like it's one of the better ideas then.
And put some guns on it just in case.
I would be happy to help with that.
I don't have any guns.
I do now. Look.
Who let her have that?
Not us.
Lieutenant Commander Hollins.
If we can tie the guns to the control helm, that would be fantastic. Otherwise, we'll need someone to man them.
I volunteer, since I'm not piloting.
And since the only other celestial body that we've ever landed on is the moon, where there's no water, I'm going to suggest that landing on land is probably a better idea than land.
Tune in next week where you discover a water world.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well.
Do a ground landing, you said. We've only ever landed on ground before, you said. I'd rather be sailing.
Well, for that...
I've got a flying machine.
I would raise objections because assuming Circulus is anything like Earth, its surface is mostly water. So even if the opposite force was the moon, the Nosha, whose main reference is Circulus, might say, most of our world is water. Shouldn't we be prepared for that?
We should. So we should have a hull that will float. But we should also have a hull that will survive a ground landing.
I have no objections. I'm worried about how much we're drawing on Fiddle Punch.
And even the interesting parts are mostly on the ground.
Even on Circulus, most of the things that we want to do are pretty close to land.
Yeah, so unfortunately, Dax, these sketches that you keep drawing in the margins here, they look kind of neat, but this would work much better with the water landing than the ground landing. The giant saucer part's really neat, but there's no landing gear at all. Those parts that come out of the side do not look structurally sound. Might be okay for putting in a warp core.
The landing gear comes out of the bottom of the ship.
I'm not going to have any material strong enough to hold a ship that large up with the landing gear that can fit in the bottom of that. Sorry. This looks like it would... I mean, if we had some type of shipyard in space and it was never intended to go into an atmosphere, this could probably work. You could go on a really long voyage with something like that.
A 5-year voyage? That was out of character.
We could probably build something like that.
Yeah, but that's going to take a lot longer than making you a single ship. And also, how would we get up there without the ship?
Let's get to work on the dragon.
Okay.
Dragonfly.
And hopefully dragon land.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But not dragon swim. I love how much we're on the same page. Actually, it's a bit terrifying. Ah, small platform and a teleportation circle. Oh.
The air would be a problem.
No, the air comes with it, remember?
We have glowing moss as well.
Yes.
It's true.
The downside is a teleportation circle takes a year to make permanent.
Hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't suggesting it as a valid alternative plan, which is why I put it in chat. But yeah, this is quite possibly how Fiddle Punch builds his space empire.
You know what? He's here for this content.
So let's take us a long rest, and then we can hover around the building of the ship and make suggestions.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Can I try piloting the chair before we install it?
You can certainly try.
I promise not to break it more.
That is quite possibly an impossible thing at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say. There isn't a whole lot left to break. although that's an interesting question. Will it let Chroma pilot it before I've taken my long rest?
Well, that's not something that Fiddle Punch has an answer for. He has a few theories. They are conflicting.
Well, we'll find.
Let's go test them.
This is why I'm asking. Let's find out.
Okay. So Chroma, I'm assuming, as soon as this is suggested, runs out to sit in the helm.
Yep. And expends her remaining one of... She has only two spell slots. She expends the remaining one.
Okay. So you sit in the helm. All your spell slots go away. All of them go away. And you can see everything around you that is within view of the ship, any part of the ship. Now, granted, it is much smaller than it was before. So this is not as amazing, but it's still pretty cool considering that you are aware of everything around you, even with your eyes closed.
Neri, it worked! It worked! It worked! Chroma is probably spinning around...
Give me an Arcana
check. Vertigo.
What did you say?
Arcana check.
Okay.
And I said giving herself vertigo.
Okay.
10?
So you are spinning around, not nearly as agile as Neri was doing, and you're slowly tilting to the left.
Adjust. A fingertip, not a fist.
What?
A bit more.
A fingertip, not a fist.
Okay, I'll stop spinning.
The top of the helm, the chair portion, digs a half circle in what's left of Fiddle Punch's lawn before you stop it.
Okay.
Well, that went as well as expected.
Hey, I need more practice, okay?
So you take your long rest. It's a wonderful button to press. You feel very relaxed. And where do you take your long rest? Where do you go?
Where are we at the moment?
I mean... you were at Fiddle Punch's tower. You are within traveling distance to Meepo's farm, and there's plenty of places for kobolds to rest there.
Yeah, let's go to the farm.
But you also have the ability to travel between worlds to wherever you call home.
I was going
to
say,
the dragonborn?
Actually, there's...
Please don't.
No.
Bad Chroma.
We promise not to tell these secrets to anyone, the first person you meet. Here's all the secrets.
Can we tell the council
about all the secrets?
We didn't promise to keep the dragonborn secret.
There's one more thing I want to try.
The more you say about the dragonborn, the harder it is to keep everything else secret. So the dragonborns are kind of like the keystone in this arch.
Somebody needs to learn how to cast silence.
The dragonborn are a load-bearing secret.
Yes. There's one more thing I want to try before we take the long rest, which is once Chroma gets out of the chair, can Neri still control the helm?
When you get at it seems very hard to do. You don't know if it has a limited amount of fuel. because you did a lot of traveling today. It was definitely a lot more sluggish and harder to control when Chroma was sitting in it.
Okay. But Neri can still, before taking a long rest, Neri can still control the...
Well, when Chroma got out of it, it was still mostly turned on its side. And when you climb in, you can't flip it back upright. And the equivalent sense of perception you have is like right after you wake up in the morning and you haven't yet rubbed the sleep out of your eyes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's take a long rest. And then, let's only switch pilots as an emergency.
Where do you go to take your long rest? This is actually pertinent.
Neri is fine wherever, so she'll follow the group.
Yeah, I'll probably go to the farm because I'm trying to strike a balance between just sleeping out in nature where I'm comfortable and sticking with the group. And, you know, in the farm sounds like a decent balance.
All right.
Okay. So you all go to Meepo's farm to take your long rest. Eo, I'm going to ask a favor of you.
I suspect I know, but what is it?
I would like you to assume a different role very briefly.
NPCing Zeely?
Well, PCing Zeely, because Zeely is still your character and will always be your character.
Okay, that's fair, but... Okay, fair.
They were not prepared. Yeah.
Well, yes, this is why I'm asking it as a favor.
Let me get back into Zeely's mindset and out of Chromas.
I am going to send you a DM. E-O.
Okay.
You say E-O. Long rest, come and Zeely go home.
Okay. All right.
I have sent you a DM of the crisis that is discovered during the long rest.
Okay. Zeely shows up.
Who does Zeely go to first to discuss in a calm and rational manner about this?
I'm going to think about that for a moment. I think Zeely is going to call everyone together who is on the mission.
Okay. So, is there a particular location where you do this, or is this like a side room or a common area or the main council chambers?
Not the main council chambers. I assume if there are diplomats and stuff running around, there's probably something that they've been using as a conference room.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of lounges and stuff.
Okay, yeah, one of those.
And a few rec rooms, all of which apparently have washer dryers in them. So the whole party's brought together with Zeely.
All right, so... what did you do on the moon?
We rescued a bunch of people who were stranded.
And fought some zombies.
All right, what did you do to the moon?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
Literally nothing. We just landed on the moon, found some survivors, and managed to help them get off.
What happened to the moon?
So you don't have any idea why the moon appears to be missing?
What?
It's what now?
Okay, Zeely is sort of going to... Okay, actually, wait. What time of day is it where we are?
It is nighttime where you are, which is why it's been discovered. And by the way, this is all of the information that I've given Zeely, because this is all the information that anyone on the planet knows.
All right. Look, come on outside with me.
Okay.
And look up.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay.
Now, it wasn't a night for a full moon, but there still would have been enough of a moon tonight that you should have been able to see it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not good.
Okay. So, we weren't supposed to say this, but we did find some creatures who are capable of casting darkness who wanted to hide on the moon.
The mind flayer.
Are you saying that someone cast darkness on the entire moon?
That is my best guess.
Dax just shouts out as loud as he can, "The main flayer stole the moon!"
I'd like to roll Zaylee's Arcana to see if she knows what a Mind Flayer
is. This is great because Zaylee historically has had a really bad Arcana.
Yes, that's true.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Where is the moon supposed to be?
That's an 11.
Up. Okay, and are there stars there now?
You can see a field of stars. It would require, I would say, a nature check at disadvantage. No, because if you're navigating by the stars, that's survival. I would allow nature or survival check to see if there are stars where the moon should be.
Can Zaylee roll her survival if that doesn't... Oh, she doesn't certainly need to.
That's 19 but for survival anyway. From Neri.
Oh, yeah. There are definitely... There's a star field where if it's a new moon, you would know where the gap is where the moon is. There is no gap.
Okay.
And that's a short thing.
So, the moon isn't there.
Yes, that's the problem.
No. The moon isn't there. We can't see the moon. The moon isn't there.
I mean, technically, both of those things are true. You cannot see it, and it is not there.
Crud.
Right, but it is not merely that we cannot see the moon. The moon isn't present in our orbit.
That's probably bad, isn't it?
Wait, what's a mind flare?
Dax repeats himself twice as loud.
So much for secrets. Yeah.
Look.
We weren't squid person. To say that.
Okay.
What's all this about the moon going away? I was trying to sleep for about a month, and the moon is gone.
Yep.
Wait, is that who I think it is?
It's Monty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chroma.
I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. She's right. She didn't.
Well, I haven't spent a lot of time with your new friends here, but I've spent your entire life with you, for the most part. I know you can't keep a secret, so...
Go
what
ahead.
What happened on the moon?
Just do it.
Yeah, Chroma, open up.
Okay, so I met a giant brain, and then I met the giant brain's, controlling individual, because the giant brain was connected to the station, and I learned that that kobolds used to have like a space empire. And anyway, the mind flayer, that's the squid person who was controlling the brain, said that we should go away and make sure no one came to bother them. But I thought that, and then everyone could go and they'd stop keeping our ships there. And so I thought that would be a good idea because, well, they get left alone and everything.
At this point, Monty has walked over
to you. And I didn't think they'd steal the moon. I didn't know stealing the moon was an option.
The DM is so here for this content.
Meanwhile, is sort of...
She's not angry.
By the way, does Chroma have inspiration? Because this is a remarkable performance, and Chroma needs inspiration for this. while Chroma is going through this, partway through, Monty started walking over, and right as Chroma is trailing off, Monty has taken Chroma's head in his hands. This is the second time in 24 hours that someone's put their hands on Chroma's head, but he's turning her head back and forth and looking at it from different angles. And okay, I think you're all right.
Yep, she's fine.
We should be clear that our options were leave the moon in peace or not leave the moon.
Or kill the mind flayers. But
I mean, we could have tried, but... Yeah, I don't know. It would have been a tough fight.
I am very glad. By the way, at this point, Monty just gives Chroma a hug. I am very, very glad that you came home safe.
Well, that's good to know.
You don't know what an illithid is, do you?
That's a squid person.
He told me. He showed me his fleet. Not his fleet. The fleet he ran away from. It was huge, and it spanned across space, except space was made of all sorts of weird colors. And it was all full of these snail ships, and all of the snail ships had brains in them, too, but they were bigger brains.
Snail ships?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. That must have been what that thing showed you.
Uh-huh. I kept trying to talk about the fleet, but...
There are few things that aren't gods or demons that are older than dragons. The Illithid are one of those things. And you met one and came home safely. Monty looks up at the sky where the moon should be. The moon's a fair price.
That's going to play havoc on the tides, though.
That's going to mess everything up.
How? Yeah, don't we I mean, it's like way up there.
No. No, they're right. The moon, I assume considering that Fiddlepunch has invented rocketry, Chroma can explain gravity.
Oh.
Well, there's a lot of theories that Fiddlepunch had about gravity that he has been revisiting recently. He won't swear to anything anymore, because the whole idea that you take a layer of atmosphere with you when you leave none of his theories, like his theories about extraplanar travel, and by plane I mean planet, extraplanar travel, were much more in line with what actual physics are in this reality, Earth. And those aren't what the Spelljammer rules say at all. And we're going much more with Spelljammer rules.
Except, okay, maybe it won't do that because, okay, so the way things... A whole bunch of theories kind of got broken, but there might be a problem. And then Chroma starts attempting to explain that.
Just and Zeely finds out what stars are.
Zeely's just sort of patting Chroma absently with one hand, and the other hand is over her face because she's busy trying to figure out what the heck to do about a stolen moon.
And that, I think, is where we're going to end it for tonight.
Okay.
Thank you, fair. Everyone, for playing.
I was going to say we should consult Marwise, because... If anybody knows about the history of stolen moons, it's Marwise.
I don't think Marwise has a lot of examples to go from, and she's not a physicist to make predictions.
But of all the kobolds, she's the one with the largest library.
Yeah,
that's true.
True.
So, on this note, thank you everyone for playing. Thank you everyone for listening. Tonight I was joined by a bunch of fantastic people, including Chris, Ellie, Io, Jen, Cindy, Eric was hanging out in chat for a little while. Arshbeth was here going, "Oh," right at the end when Monty say the moon was a worthy enough cost to get Chroma back alive.
Hey, before we go, happy birthday, Cindy.
True.
It's still not 9 o'clock where I am, but thank you.
It's close enough.
Well, happy birthday anyway.
Yeah, my birthday's 21st. Thank you.
I'm pretending to be where Chris is.
Yay!
Shifting time zones to say happy birthday.
Wait, it's the 20th.
It's the
20th,
but where Chris is, it's the 21st. And some
see the 21st.
Yeah, I just thought it was like 10 days earlier than it was.
I need to send a text to my sister. It's her birthday today.
Oh,
yeah. So let's do some quick plugs, and then I can get on my phone.
120 volt Ethernet.
You know, that's the same joke every time, and I'm here for it every single time. It's not getting old for me. It is just not. This is fantastic. Chris does a fortnightly podcast, AzerothCTC.com. Ellie runs a social media network, Elic.xyz. Most of us who are here have accounts on Elic.xyz. It's invite only right now, but it's Mastodon compatible. So if you have a Mastodon account almost anywhere in the Fediverse, our information to follow us is on our cast page, which you can get to in show notes. Io's mom writes books, elizabeth-mccoy.com. Jen has a blog and podcast, bookofjen.net, and we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. You can join other illustrious patrons such as Alice, Chris, Cindy, Ellie, and Eric. And something that I've started doing is I've been uploading the episodes that I edit as I finish them to the Patreon. So there's not going to be much of a buffer there. They'll be uploaded as I finish them for those people who don't want to wait and get them 2 episodes a week like I've been doing with the huge buffer where right now I'm uploading episodes that are going to go live in April, March, a very long time from now. So until next time, this is Crash saying it is inconsequential. Good night, everybody.
That's not inconsequential. It's my brother.
It's the moon. Oh no. That is no moon. That's it. That's the joke. That's the moon.
You call that a pressed ham?
I can't. I'm sorry. My face hurts from this grin. It's too wide. All right. Good night, everybody.
That's no moon. This is a moon.